Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. When the Welch's Post Office reopened in November 2025, after a short closure for renovations, there was a sense of relief for many senior citizens who depend on this facility where their pension checks can be changed and utility bills paid. The closure of this branch had severely inconvenienced many residents in the surrounding districts who, like previous generations, have utilized this facility since its initial opening, proving that it was still considered an important part of this urban community. A discussion on the justification of the establishment of the post office at Welch's in the House of Assembly was reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 9, 1950. According to the news article, Mr. G.H. Adams introduced the resolution for the construction of a sub-post office in that controversial location. He pointed out that, quote, "It was proposed when the post office was built to use it also as a center for paying old age pensions to people in the surrounding area," end quote. Mr. Adams further explained that this matter had been under consideration for some time, as it was recognized that a post office was needed to service the Belmont area. It was also revealed that a report from the colonial engineer had shown that the triangle of land at Welch's Road and Kingston Road would soon be available for sale and was considered a suitable site for the proposed post office. According to the article, the land had been listed at 30 cents a square foot for the 4,969 square feet of land. Mr. Adams further indicated that the owner of the land had another offer from someone who wanted to construct a gasoline station there, but preferred to sell to the government for the establishment of the post office. Mr. O.T. Adler questioned whether a post office in that location was necessary, as residents in that area could go to the central post office nearby in Bridgetown, which he understood would soon be extended. He further argued that sub-post offices were more urgently needed in rural districts. Another objection was tabled by Mr. A.E.S. Lewis, who cautioned that the government might be inadvertently setting a new standard for the price of land in that area. Mr. W.A. Crawford felt a big letter box would suffice. He also wondered where the government would find £4,000 to build the post office at Welch's when they could not find the funds to purchase Rosegate tenantry in St. John. Mr. F.E. Miller opined that the land, quote, jutted out towards the Pine Road, and he thought any building erected there would be dangerous to traffic, end quote. Mr. E.D. Motley wished that the government could acquire the entire triangle, as there had been a fatal accident there just a few months ago, and it had not been the first time. Mr. Dowden also shared this concern and hoped that the honorable members would, quote, agree as to the unsuitability of the spot, and that if the building could be erected, it would be a cause of a death trap, end quote. In the end, the honorable member for St. Joseph's resolution was passed, and on this day, August 9, 1950, the Advocate's headline declared, quote, $1,539 voted for the erection of sub-post office at Welch's Road, end quote.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.